Roman citizen couldn't be crucified, for example. So this is the most undignified way. The body was stripped. He was naked, totally exposed. And it was a raw and nasty way to go, that's for sure. And precisely because of that, the scripture writers are very anxious to say, well, God wanted this, or this was in the plan of God, or blah, 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 blah. All this stuff, which is post factum, kind of justification for the death of Jesus, which may or may not be helpful, depending on how well you understand the basic fact that Jesus died because he told the truth all the time. Full stop. So whenever you see a crucifix, that should be your first response. This man told the truth, and this is what happened to him. Told the truth against the imperial powers, against his fellow Jews who had this tribal impulse. Told the truth because he excluded nobody, unlike us, unlike our church. Jesus was, as one scripture scholar put it, the man for everybody. Full stop. The person for everybody. And that's dangerous. That is truly dangerous. It is harmful to your health. And so we have to be really careful that we don't be misled by all that stuff. Well, yeah, God, in what sense is this God's plan? God wanted Jesus to grow up. Full stop. To the fact that Jesus, to his death, did not lie. That's what growing up means. That's what becoming mature means. We need to keep that mind so we're not kind of waylaid. I mean, when you think about it, my God, that the crucifix has become a fashion statement for many of us, you know. A little gold thing dangling on our chest, you know, a little gold chain. I think that's outrageous. And again, in the wake of the papal election, where there's all this ecclesiastical frou-frou, bling, because that's what it is. What has any of that to do with Jesus? You tell me. Nothing, so far as I can see. And until we're able to demystify authority of every kind, in the church, in the state, in the academy, we're not going to tell the truth. We're not going to tell the truth. So there we are, in all its brutal frankness, honesty, and beauty.